In literacy, we are learning about Roald Dahl. Here is a poem written by him that is called The Pig. The Pig by Roald Dahl. In England once there lived a big and wonderfully clever pig. To everybody it was plain that Piggy had a massive brain. He worked out sums inside his head. There was no book he hadn't read. He knew what made an airplane fly. He knew how engines work and why. He knew all this, but in the end, one question drove him round the bend. He simply couldn't puzzle out what life was really all about. What was the reason for his birth? What was his place upon this earth? His giant brain went round and round. Alas, no answer could be found.
Till suddenly, one wondrous night, all in a flash, he saw the light. He jumped up like a ballet dancer and yelled, "By gum, I've got the answer! They want my bacon slice by slice to sell it at a tremendous price. They want my tender juicy chops to put in all the butcher shops. They want my pork to make a roast, and that's the part that costs the most. They want my sausages in strings. They even want my teeterlings. The butcher shop, the carving knife, that is the reason for my life." Such as those as these are not designed to give a pig great peace of mind.
Next morning, in comes Farmer Blunt, a pail of biscuit in his hand, and Piggy with a mighty roar bashes the farmer to the floor. Now comes the rather grisly bit, so let's not make too much of it, except that you must understand that Piggy did it, Farmer Blunt. He ate him up from head to toe, chewing the pieces nice and slow. It took an hour to reach the feet because there was so much to eat. And when he finished, Pig, of course, felt absolutely no remorse. Slowly he scratched his brainy head and with a little smile he said, "I had a fairly powerful hand that he might have me for his lunch. And so, because I feared the worst, I thought I'd better eat him first."
Hello, I'm Pablo, and today I'm gonna read the poem The Pig with my friends Jose Maria and Guille. In England once there lived a big and wonderfully clever pig. To everybody it was plain that Piggy had a massive brain. He worked out sums inside his head. There was no book he hadn't read. He knew what made an aeroplane fly. He knew how engines work and why. He knew all this, but in the end, one question drove him round the bend. He simply couldn't puzzle out what life was really all about. What was the reason for his birth? Why was he placed upon this earth? His giant brain went round and round. Alas, no answer could be found.
Till suddenly, one wondrous night, all in a flash, he saw the light. He jumped up like a ballet dancer and yelled, "By gum, I got the answer! They want my bacon slice by slice, to sell at a tremendous price. They want my tender juicy chops, to put in all the butcher shops. They want my pork to make a roast, and that's the part will cost the most. They want my sausages in strings. They even want my teeterlings. The butcher shops, the carving knife, that is the reason for my life." So those are these are not designed to give a pig great peace of mind.
Next morning, it comes Farmer Blunt, a pail of biscuit in his hand, and Piggy with a mighty roar bashes the farmer to the floor. Now comes the ready, greasy bit. So let's not make too much of it, except that you must understand that Piggy did it, Farmer Blunt. He ate him from head to toe, chewing the pieces nice and slow.
It took an hour to read the feed because there was so much to it. And when he finished, Pete, of course, felt absolutely no remorse. Slowly he scratched his brainy head, and with a little smile he said, "I have a fairly powerful hunch that he might have me for his lunch, and so because I feel forced, I thought he'd better eat it first."